This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gradually becoming clear to anyone questioning the science and statistics generated by the vaccine industry that they will be silenced by the gods of Silicon Valley if they do not speak glowingly of vaccinations. A logical adult conversation about the pros and cons of vaccines is no longer an option.
Skip, if you could share additional ideas about that you developed over because of the experience you've had, as to how to effectively reach out to parents and address their concerns so that they are confident in the advice that their doctors, advice of their doctors, and don't hesitate to have their children immunized.
Of course,
I know you've spoken to this a little bit already.
Yes, thank you for that question, actually, because there's a really important distinction needs to be made between the information provided, as we discussed earlier. When you see that with a lot of the anti-vaccine community, that a large portion of the foundation that they build to communicate with parents is on a very anecdotal level, sharing stories and experiences. And that speaks volumes to people because, at least for even my family, my mom would reaffirm that her position was correct because she knows people and she's seen stories.
Regardless that roughly $4 billion has been quietly doled out from vaccine-related injuries, according to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
Despite the government admitting to and paying $4 billion for vaccine injuries, no informed consent is used or required when you vaccinate your child. This may be the only medical procedure in today's medical world where an informed consent is not required. But if the fear of this is valid, are we to find that next we'll be mandating flu vaccines? Between 12 and 56,000 people die from the flu or are said to die from the flu in America, and there's estimated to be a few hundred from measles. So I would guess that those who want to mandate measles will be after us on the flu next. Yet the current science only allows for educated guessing when it comes to the flu vaccine. Each year, before that year's flu vaccine strain is known, the scientists put their best guess into that year's vaccine. Some years it's completely wrong. We vaccinate for the wrong strand of the wrong strain of flu vaccine. Yet five states already mandate flu vaccines. Is it really appropriate to mandate a vaccine that more often than not vaccinates for the wrong flu strain? As we contemplate forcing parents to choose this or that vaccine, I think it's important to remember that force is not consistent with the American story, nor is force consistent with the liberty our forefathers sought when they came to America. I don't think you have to have one or the other, though. I'm not here to say don't vaccinate your kids. If this hearing is for persuasion, I'm all for the persuasion. I vaccinated myself. I vaccinated my kids. For myself and my children, I believe that the benefits of vaccines greatly outweigh the risks. But I still do not favor giving up on liberty for a false sense of security.
Of course, vaccines are also responsible for disease prevention, as the CDC estimates that vaccinations will prevent more than 21 million hospitalizations and 732,000 deaths among children born in the last 20 years. But the true debate remains at a standstill, as since 1988, over 20,428 petitions have been filed with the VICP. Over that 30-year time period, 17,718 petitions have been adjudicated, with 6,430 of those determined to be compensable, while 11,288 were dismissed. And again, total compensation paid over the life of the program is approximately $4 billion. Children today are expected to endure 36 vaccinations within the same time period that my generation, Generation X, received just 5 to 13 vaccinations maximum. Meanwhile, cases of autism have skyrocketed since the early 90s. It's not rocket science, but it is a dangerously unresolved medical crisis that deserves further open debate if it is ever to be truly addressed. Furthermore, the censorship of the debate represents a glaring example of the vicious attack on free speech by the industries violating that free speech for their own corporocratic gain. John Bound reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission,
assistance.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones on this Tuesday, March 12, 2019. And as of right now, we have a wide open broadcast. Leo Zagami may be joining us to talk about a story where the Yellow Vests are going after a Masonic lodge. So the media is trying to acting like the Yellow Vests protests aren't still going on. They are. Paul Joseph Watson will host the fourth hour, and between now and then, I have stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of news to get to. But, you know, it's not that I feel pressure when I come on air here, and I know I'm about to be speaking to millions of people. The pressure is to be as concise and focused and concentrated and understanding the real issues at the root of the problems as I possibly can be. And then being clairvoyant enough to lay them out in a manner that is understandable and persuasive. And there's a lot of distractions here on planet Earth. There's a lot of trivial things that we become obsessed with. And there's a lot of selfish, narcissistic tendencies that are always going to plague us as humans. But how do you decide where you land on the map? How do you decide what you stand for? How do you decide what to stand and fight for? How do you decide where you draw the line in the sand? And for me personally, watching that John Bowne report in the first segment and just covering all the vaccine news that I have for the last week and a half now, I know where I stand. I know my mission. And you know what? It's ugly to be in the position that we're in here at InfoWars. Because you know what? At the end of the day, I mean, I do everything I can to bring you as much news as possible and then tie the dots together and then show you what that means for the future. But this is what InfoWars' role really is. It's to sit here like a rock in the way of tyranny. That's our role. That's my role. And you know what? If Alex Jones has to be a little rambunctious in that role, if I have to be a little loud and aggressive in that role, then God bless us. Because when you look out on the horizon, sometimes you feel like you're all alone and nobody wants to stand in the way of this unstoppable force known as tyranny. And the vaccines is just an example, just a microcosm. But if you can somehow red pill someone on the issue of vaccines, then maybe they can start to understand everything. It's kind of like yesterday how I talked about the loose thread was the fact that it was actually Hillary Clinton that colluded with Russia, not Donald Trump, in the 2016 presidential election. And you pull that loose thread, all of a sudden the emperor has no clothes. This isn't about me telling you not to take a vaccine. This isn't about me telling you that vaccines are causing autism. This isn't about me telling you they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines that jack into your DNA because they have it all studied. And they know that if your DNA has this deficiency, you're going to get cancer, you're prone to it. So they jack it into the vaccine, and then, bing, pediatric cancer shoots up 1,000%. That's not what I'm here to tell you. You can do that research for yourself. You can believe what you want to believe about that. But here's what I will stand till the death. Americans' right to choose whether they get to take a vaccine or not. And that's our role here at InfoWars, to stand in the way, defiant, like a rock in this wave of tyranny. We will not move. And you're right there behind us as part of the rock. We're all this rock standing in the way of tyranny together. And there's another level to that. Now, I didn't even know that this was going to be in the news today. And it's funny because I had a whole list of notes breaking down the Democrats pulling back from impeachment, and I left it at home, but it's no big deal because it's much more important than this. This comes out of CNBC. The man who invented the web says it's now dysfunctional with perverse incentives. As a regular user of the internet, to put it lightly, you could say obsessive. I've been reporting on this for a while, folks. The internet is different than it was 5 years ago. The internet is different than it was 2 years ago. SEOs are different than they were 2 years ago. Google has the whole thing rigged and algorithmed and censored so much that even alternative SEOs like DuckDuckGo can't even work properly. And I'm just seeing it all in real time. But the internet, again, is just a microcosm of the world. The world is just as rigged as the internet. The world is just as censored as the internet. And I realized something last night through my own life and my own experience. But really, it's just common sense, and it's always been true. You will be blind in this world if you are not connected to God. Because there'll be some day, believe me, and who knows how many times we've already been down this road. We could be going down this road right now as we speak. There'll be some day where they'll say there was not ever two genders, where men and women never even got married, had kids. And that's just one example. I mean, you're already seeing it. You're already seeing the slippery slope. And so there'll be a time where saying that 2 + 2 = 4 is considered insane, is considered lunacy. But how will you know what's real? How do you look at the world and know what's real? How do you listen to what people say and know if they're genuine or not? You have to ask for God's vision. You have to ask for God's discernment, and you have to really, truly seek it out. And you have to find that connection. And if you lack that connection, you will be blind in this world. And so you can sit here and talk about whatever is behind it, the Illuminati, the deep state, Satan. It doesn't matter. It all has the same result. And if you're not connected to the Creator, you will be blind in this world. You will be deceived. You will believe all of Satan's lies because they come off as the truth. And it's kind of the same thing where somebody's trying to tell you that 2 plus 2 equals 5, and it's like, okay, I'm not even going to try to argue with you. I know it equals 4, but go on believing what you believe, and you can look around and you find kindred spirits that are like, yeah, I know it equals 4. You know, we don't know what's wrong with this person. But slowly but surely, they're trying to get rid of God. They're trying to get rid of common sense. They're censoring reality. They're rigging reality. They're rigging the internet. They're censoring the internet. And it's all about total control. And so when I sit here and think about my role as I host the Alex Jones Show today, it's to stand here like a rock in the face of tyranny, never, ever to be moved. We will always stand against tyranny.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood, no chance to fight.
We cannot lose if we just stand against tyranny.
Don't think twice.
Period. We cannot lose when you stand steadfast against evil. Period. And again, it's not that I feel pressure when I'm hosting the Jones Show. It's that I want to be as effective as possible. And these times are truly so important, and it just hits you in waves. But I just realized, you know, The media does this whole thing where they want to make you feel like a piece of crap. And there's multiple waves and levels of this where first they create a degenerative society, then you engage in the degenerative society, then you become the degenerative society, then you just are a degenerate. And so, yeah, once you become a degenerate and you don't take care of your mental health, you don't take care of your physical health, you really don't even give a damn about anything, then it's really easy to feel like a piece of crap, isn't it? Because, well, maybe you are. And so they use that against you so that you have this whole self-reflection of feeling like garbage. And then when you feel like garbage and like nothing, you're never going to try to change the world. You're never going to stand against evil. And I realized in my own skin, it's not that I feel guilty, but I've always thought, you know, look, I'm no choir boy. I'm not perfect. Who am I to stand up and be righteous in the face of wickedness? Who am I to stand here to be a leader? I'm nothing. I'm fallen. I'm weak. I've made mistakes. But then I realized, as long as you stand against evil, and as long as you're firm against tyranny, you cannot lose. We cannot lose. They can destroy us in the process, and they've been trying to. And that's just victory. Because that's what this whole fight is all about. And who knows if we'll ever be able to fix all the corruption and evil that's occupying this planet, this reality. But you'll always have victory if you fight it. But then I realized the level of propaganda that even I fall for, thinking less of myself because I'm worldly. Instead of thinking, no, you are a good person. You're trying to be better. You're trying to help people. You're trying to change the world. So are you out there. And so we have to realize, look, we're not saints. We're sinners. And we've all fallen to the wicked deceptions and the gravity of all the things that give us short-term satisfaction, instead of realizing the bigger picture, and instead of channeling the things that are universal and we know are good. But we're kind of starting to get back on our feet right now. We're kind of starting to realize what we have to do here. And that's because the true evil is rearing its head when they go for late-term abortion, when they use propaganda to force you to take a vaccine. And so, you know what? You can be the biggest degenerate out there, but if you stand against tyranny, then you're better than most of your counterparts if you're willing to take that mantle. And this isn't me patting me on the back or patting you on the back. I just want you to realize that, for example, watching the Tucker Carlson opening segment last night, whether you think he should be fired or not, whether you think his comments were too far or not, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that Tucker stood there and said, I'm not going to be bullied. I'm not going to let hate mobs deter me from my mission, from my goal. Now, Tucker Carlson isn't perfect. Never claimed to be. InfoWars isn't perfect. Never claimed to be. But here's one promise that InfoWars will always deliver on, and that's we're going to stand like a rock against tyranny. And so you're not going to force vaccinate. You're not going to late-term abort. You're not going to censor reality and censor the internet and get away with it. You might do it. You will do it. You have done it. But we're going to continue to call it out despite all the threats, despite all the attacks, and despite everything. Now, I think I've gotten everything I need to off my chest here today, and I'm going to get to some news and probably open up the phone lines as well. But as we are nearing the 2020 election cycle, we do have a lot of important philosophical questions to ask ourselves. And the tricky thing to realize is, here we are today, March 2019. A year from now, March 2020, we'll be nearing the nomination process. But just imagine this. March 2020 is going to be so diametrically different than March 2019, I'm not even going to try to figure it out. But I can tell you, if I'm sitting in this studio a year from today, the world as we know it is not going to be the same. Because we're in a quickening. The vortex of reality is tightening. And so everything is happening until we reach the singularity, which is the bottom of the vortex. So I understand it's easy to get dizzy, it's easy to get disoriented, it's easy to get confused, but that's why you have to humble yourself and just sink into the sand as the waves wash over you and just affirm your stance against tyranny like a big, gigantic rock as the waves crash against it. And those waves are going to crash against it a lot, and it's going to reshape that rock. It's going to create sand off that rock. But as long as you're there as that rock, stopping that flow of tyranny, that is victory. And that's what we do at InfoWars. And that's what this audience does. And that's what hopefully more people in this country are going to do, around the world are going to do. And maybe, just maybe, we can get them in the right positions of power in the government and industry to clear up some of this corruption and disgust that has overwhelmed our culture and our society. News on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeine. caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
I'm really not sure how you address a country that suffers, the number I think is about 20,000 deaths because of September 11th, 2001, 3,000 that day, tens of thousands in the aftermath, and we blamed radical Islam. Spent trillions of dollars fighting radical Islam, and now we never ended that war, we never said that that was a false narrative, we never said it wasn't radical Islam, and now we're told to embrace Islam or we're Islamophobic. And I was actually listening to a powerful interview Michael Savage had with a Muslim author, and I won't get into the weeds on it, but basically, and you have the Iranian restart happening right now, but imagine, I mean, there's billions of Muslims in the world, okay? Not all of them want to kill the United States of America. Not all of them want to wipe Israel off the map. It's just the extreme ones that do. And their religious leadership promotes those ideas. And there is basically a 7th century form of Islam that is still pretty much in power. It'd basically be like if Christians were basically Orthodox Christians and engage in all the fasting and all the other stuff that the Bible talks about. They don't. But listening to this woman, she highlights something that's not talked about enough, how there are Muslim heretics. It's like, imagine the left in America. You've got the left in America that's gone totally extreme, out of their minds, violent, hateful, disgusting. But that's not all of them. And there's some that are seeing that, and they're kind of like, okay, we need to leave that. We need to get away from that. We need to find something else. That's actually happening in the religion of Islam right now. But the media doesn't want you to hear about that. And there's a multiple layers as to why that is. And I'm not even going to try to break that down. But when I see the story that was just handed to me, man yells Allahu Akbar at funeral of German woman murdered by Muslim boyfriend. It just continues this divide, and I just don't know what to do at this point, because we've been lied to so much about these wars in the Middle East. I mean, most of them are funded by the West. I mean, it's a joke. If not all of them. And then people say, well, that means they're funded by Jews. And so then you go down the whole Zionist thing. And it's like, look, man, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. They tell us that 9/11, the biggest terror event in U.S. history, was done by radical Islam. And then they tell us to accept radical Islam. And then you have Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib saying Allahu Akbar and getting sworn in on a Quran. So it's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. But it doesn't make sense, you see. I just want things to make sense. But if you're Tommy Robinson, you're not even allowed to exist, and they're trying to totally erase him just out off of the planet Earth, really. I mean, they'll erase him off the internet, then they'll just throw him in jail and lock and throw away the key, and you know, you'll never hear from Tommy Robinson again. Because how dare he call out a Muslim, I guess, I don't even know what you would call it, a group of Muslims that were trafficking children, basically. You know, he's not allowed to do that. Because, you know, Muslims are somehow protected all of a sudden because I guess we lied about 9/11 and it wasn't really Muslims. But they never told us that, did they? So what are we to believe? Nothing. We're just supposed to be confused, fighting with each other for the rest of time. That's what the establishment really wants. But I'm pontificating here and I still haven't gotten to any of this important news, like the Democrats pulling back from impeachment, which just tells you, I mean, even Adam Schiff is pulling back from impeachment. So, I mean, there are so many different reasons why that could be. But you noticed how the radical left's watch. This won't even stop the radical left from going out in the street and calling for impeachment, folks. They've been so radicalized. Nancy, you can't bring these people back into the barn. They're gone. You've radicalized the left so much, Adam Schiff, you can't wrangle them back up just because you're saying, oh, nope, impeachment isn't going to work. It's too late. They already drank your Kool-Aid. They're already on the suicide mission. They're already in the death cult. So Adam Schiff, who says, I've seen the Russian collusion with my own eyes, he now says, well, impeachment isn't a good option.
You are such a lying scumbag and much worse. Nancy Pelosi says impeachment just isn't worth it. I'm not for it. Now, if the Democrats were honest people, they'd say, look, we lied about the Russian collusion thing. We hyped up the Mueller report. There's nothing there. We're sorry. But they're not going to do that. They're just going to say, oh, it's not worth it. Oh, we don't want to divide the country with impeachment. You know, you people are so satanic. I can't even put words to it. The deception these people engage in as they try to divide the country, as they try to incite civil war, as they try to incite race war, to sit here and all of a sudden act like they're choosing the path of righteousness. Oh, well, we don't want to do impeachment. It'd be selfish and it'd divide the country. You sacks of garbage know exactly you have been dividing this country for the last 2 years. And so, but see, that's what I'm saying. Honestly, folks, the average human wouldn't even be able to see this. They would have no clue. And but you don't even have to be informed, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I can come on here and give you all the information that you want and give you all the information that you need to be informed. If you're connected to God, you don't need it. You can look at a Nancy Pelosi and an Adam Schiff, and you just have God's vision, and you just know that is total evil. You know, I haven't even plugged today, and the censorship continues to ramp up. I have an entire stack of censorship news right here in front of me that I'm going to get to. Obviously, Alex Jones totally banned, deplatformed off the internet. I've got one last place. I've got Twitter. I'm personally banned off Facebook and YouTube. I actually have the world record for shortest stay on Facebook of 12 hours. But you know what? As long as the Satanists and the statists and the people that want to abort their children and the people that want to force you to take a vaccine, as long as they attack us and try to censor us and want to shut down, I will just bask in their hatred. I will revel. I will revel in the fact that they want to shut down, because that means we're doing something right. I'm telling you, we're not perfect. It's not even close. But man, if they hate us, that means we're effective and that means we're fighting the good fight. So folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com today to make sure that we're on air tomorrow. And we've got great products that you need for your house. I've got a story today. I'm going to cover it later, talking about air pollution in your home. Folks, well, you had the USA Today say that air is racist yesterday. So, I mean, yeah, that's a real story. Air is racist now. But I can't get distracted. The air is polluted. That's a fact. Science has come out. Even your home has polluted air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the best air filters for the best price. It's the Alexa Pure Breeze. It's $50 off right now. We've got water filters. Don't drink the poisoned and toxic water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a water filter. Get DNA Force Plus for telomere support. The elite of the elite when it comes to supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off right now. 50% off bodies. Go read the 5-star reviews for yourself. It's InfoWarsStore.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Folks, you owe it to yourself to be in your best physical health. You owe that to yourself. And honestly, I don't think I've taken a sick day. No, watch this. I'll probably be sick tomorrow. I haven't taken a sick day in years. I know for a fact I haven't taken one in 2016, 2017, 2018. I didn't take one sick day. If I ever had to take a sick day, it would have been from the brown bottle flu, but that hasn't been the case. So you owe it to yourself to be in the best physical condition possible. And while exercise is obviously key, you also need to think about your diet. And the truth is, the average diet is not going to get you the vitamins and nutrients you need. And that's why supplements are so popular. And that's why we decided to sell you the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. A great example is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I drink it every morning when I take my 8 morning pills, and it's got all the vitamins and nutrients in there, and you can get it right at the start of your day that you're probably not getting with the diet that you have. because of the new way we grow food, because of the GMOs, because of all the chemicals, because of all the pesticides, because of all the processed foods and everything, you do not get the vitamins and the minerals that your body needs every day. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, is a great way to mitigate that. Check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all of the other great supplements we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you so much for your support. Okay. Alex Jones is going to be joining us before the end of the broadcast today. He wants to break in with some big news, but I'll tell you what. Let me just bear down here and get into these stacks of news. So Nancy Pelosi has now come out and said she's not for impeachment. And so what happened, Nancy? Is Donald Trump all of a sudden not a bigot? Is Donald Trump all of a sudden not a Russian agent? Is Donald Trump not all of a sudden the worst thing in the history of America, like you guys act like he is? So you don't want impeachment now? Oh, I see, Nancy. You guys are taking the high road and you don't want to divide the country. Ah, yes. So Nancy Pelosi says, well, I still believe Trump is unfit for office. I'd like to see your drug test, Nancy. Nancy Pelosi will never submit to a drug test because you'll see all the real health issues that she has, ladies and gentlemen. But she's no longer for impeachment because she doesn't want to divide the country. Oh, Nancy, thank God you're so moral and righteous. Oh, I'm so glad that Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to divide the country anymore. Oh, thank God. Oh, what's this? Adam Schiff now says impeachment gamble is not worth it. Wow. And Adam Schiff says it would only be worth it if he had the very graphic evidence. But wait a second, little Adam. You said you did. What happened, Adam? Adam? Oh, Adam. Remember when you told us you've seen the evidence with your little pal there in California, Eric Swalwell? What were you guys talking to Ed Buck about? Remember Ed Buck, your friend Ed Buck, Adam? Remember him? Remember the dead bodies found in his house? Remember him, Adam? Remember all the sex cults out in Hollywood, Adam, in your district? Remember all the child abuse that goes on out there, little Adam? Oh, but Adam, what happened, Adam? You said you've seen the evidence. You said you had the evidence, Adam. What happened? Well, now you say impeachment gamble's not worth it without very graphic evidence. But, Adam, you said you had it. Wow. And then he says this. In the absence of very graphic evidence, it would be difficult to get the support in the Senate needed to make an impeachment successful. My feeling is, let's see what Bob Mueller produces, but the evidence would have to be pretty overwhelming. Huh. I thought you've seen the overwhelming evidence. In fact, I bet you I could go find an old story and quote you exactly saying you have overwhelming evidence. But you're a piece of you-know-what. The kind of stuff that you walk a block in San Francisco and smell everywhere. Little Adam Schiff. Oh, but don't worry. Republicans are out to divide this country, too. Dick Cheney, former vice president, I think he still has, like, the record for most heart surgeries or something. I think he's had, like, 7 heart surgeries, like, each rarer than the one before it. Challenges Pence on Trump's foreign policy. So, yeah, I mean, Dick Cheney wants to invade every country, bomb every country, get filthy rich off of it because he probably has options in Lockheed Martin and other such things, and Raytheon, which I don't know if the Trumps still do, but they did at one point. But now Pence is saying Trump is an isolationist. Yeah, don't you know, if you don't bomb every country in the Middle East into oblivion, you're an isolationist. Dick Cheney is such a warmonger. You know, I think there's a special place in the afterlife for people that promote death and war, don't you? I do. I think there's a special place in hell for people that lie us into war. Remember that? Gulf of Tonkin incident that lied us into war at Vietnam? Never even happened. Never even happened. Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, we invaded, millions of people died. Never found them. Never even had them. Dick Cheney was a part of that. And you know, Dick, I think it would behoove you to come out and apologize for all your war crimes during the Bush era instead of coming out and attacking Trump. But I guess you've totally committed to evil, haven't you, Dick? You've totally committed to war, haven't you, Dick? After a week of infighting, Democrats wonder where to draw the line on speech. Well, let's see. The Democrats used to fight for Jewish people. The Democrats used to stand with the Jewish people because, you know, they were the ones that were the most mitigated from society. They were the ones that were most ostracized. They were the ones that were the most attacked and ridiculed, and the hatred was all against the Jews. But, you know, I guess that's changed now. And so the Democrats don't care about them. Now they're embracing Muslims because of Islamophobia. And, you know, everybody in America is racist. So, you know, they have to fight for the minorities. But they're in a big trouble right now with actual intellectual Democrats and liberals and progressives. Because, folks, the average American that is a Democrat is not a socialist. The average American that is a Democrat doesn't want Islam in the West. And when the Democrats can't even decide where they stand on anti-Semitism. In fact, there was a video. I don't know if I sent it to the crew. It was a whole group of Holocaust survivors saying they voted Democrat their whole life, and now they're going to vote Trump in 2020. But, see, the Democrats can't figure out where to put their foot in the water because they have to keep moving. First, they disavowed the Women's March for anti-Semitism, but now they stand with Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitism. And then Ilhan Omar yesterday said Trump isn't even human. So, you know, that's also what Muslims say about the infidels, that they're not human. The radical Muslims say the infidel is not human. That's why you're allowed to kill them and lie to them. And the radical sect of Islam is starting to even do that to heretics that don't want to kill Jews, don't want to kill the free market in the West, and have not been indoctrinated into this 7th century Islam. But the Democrats will have to figure all that out before the 2020 election, before they all eat each other's lunch during these presidential debates, which is going to be fun to watch. But you watch this. Yang and Tulsi Gabbard, by far the best the Democrats have to offer. I could understand supporting either one of them. Personally, I wouldn't vote for them, but I could totally see it. And you watch. The Democrats will throw Yang and Gabbard totally under the bus because they're actually legitimate people.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.